Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Gosh darn, another episode of the Super Mega Cast.
That's right, we just came through our portal from the animated world into real life Los Angeles. We're here to do another great episode for you turkeys. It's going to be one for the books, I'll tell you that right now.
Not like every episode isn't one for the books, but this episode in particular.
This is a top shelf book. It's like in Harry Potter in the restricted section, you know?
Exactly. It's the book that screams at you.
If you were to take this off a shelf and open it, it's going to fucking scream in your face.
Yes.
But instead of screaming, it's going to be wild laughter. Just absolutely crazy wild laughter. So,
yeah.
You guys better get geared up for some good laughs. Better get ready.
This is the Try Not to Laugh Super Mega Cast Edition. I don't know if you guys can handle this one.
Guys, how far can you get in this episode without cracking even a smirk?
Yep.
Okay? I know it's going to be hard for me, and pretty hard for Ryan, but I'll see how you guys can do. My glasses are dirty as hell.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here. Can you notice that? Can you see it?
Do you keep a microfiber cloth around you to keep your glasses clean? Do you have a glasses case?
I don't have a glasses case. They're just usually on my face or on my bedside table.
Somewhere. You know, a glasses case, I heard, works wonders. It keeps your glasses first protected from anything. There's a shell that comes around. You know, you open it, put the glass inside. And within that, you can also store a microfiber cloth, especially if you're someone that happens to wear glasses more than they don't. I don't know. It's just this. I'm sure you could find it somewhere.
I don't buy into that bullshit, you know? I'd rather just do a little spit shine on them.
Of course. How does it usually go with the spit? Is spit a good cleaner for glasses?
No, it's awful. It makes them cloudy and smudged.
Mm.
I'm sure if I gave it a good look. All right. Okay, you know what? I've been wondering why even after I clean my glasses, there's still a blurry spot. I'm looking now. There's a scratch on my damn lenses.
Well, seems like you need new glasses, sport.
Or I might just have to get a little, that is crystal clear.
Yeah?
I might have to get a little LASIK, you know?
I was thinking of getting myself some glasses soon, like nighttime reading type of glasses.
Oh, yeah?
Because, while my vision is near perfect, I remember the conversation I had with the, optometrist? Optic person? The optic doctor?
Optician? Oh, dude, I don't... Ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist?
No, I don't know.
So the people who look at your eyes at Target or those places, they were like, wow, you don't need glasses. It would help slightly at like nighttime when you're driving to reduce like the shine from certain lights, and then just nighttime like reading like small fonts and stuff. And, you know, since I'm a bit of a board game fanatic recently, and they're a little tiny, you know, reading the rule books and all this stuff, I think it would be nice to have a little pair of glasses to not strain my eyes so much.
They getting a little blurry for you?
I noticed that a difference. Like if the text is like super tiny, Like it's just kind of like a little fuzzy. Like
are
I
things
can still
fuzzier up close than farther away?
No.
I'm nearsighted, so up close is fine, but after you start reaching about like maybe 10 feet, it starts getting blurry. It changes
mine is like
day.
Yards down, but like if it's like really small text, it really starts to come into play. At night when my eyes are all dry, I could just start, you know, putting some water in my
eyes. Put some lotion in them.
Exactly.
You know what you do is you take a little bit of like Gold Bond lotion, you know, kind of rub it in your eyes a little bit,
you know,
moisturize
them. I heard cocoa butter is great for your skin. Why not just put it directly on your eyes? Because your eyes need moisture. It's moisturizing lotion. It's specifically to moisturize.
Another good thing you can do, this is more of like a at-home remedy if you don't want to spend all the money on expensive lotions because they're expensive, is take like a stick of butter.
Okay.
And you wrap the, you take the paper wrap off and just take the stick and just kind of hold your eye open, just kind of, you know, smudge it across a few times and it moisturizes. And the oils in it are good for your eyes too.
From butter?
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of vitamins and minerals.
I don't believe it, but I'll have to try it at some point because I can't go through life saying, for example, you can't go through life saying God doesn't exist, Jesus doesn't exist without the proper proof, right?
Exactly.
So I'm going to, since I can try this one out for myself, I will, I'll tell you how it goes. But right now I'm a little suspicious that it's going to hurt, burn a little, and affect my vision permanently.
It doesn't. I've been doing it. Okay. Another thing is, you know, they say, you know, dogs have like healing properties in their saliva.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they'll like, they lick wounds. You know, you have a dog at home.
Yep.
You could just kind of go up to him, hold your eye open. I guarantee in just a few seconds, he'll lick your eyeball for you.
And their tongues are cleaner than that of a toilet bowl's.
Than a toilet bowl's tongue?
Than a toilet, just a toilet bowl in general.
Yeah.
Toilet bowls don't have tongues, Matt.
Well, maybe not yours.
But.
I know you're over there with your fancy bidet, but my toilet just.
You have a bidet too. The person that we need to get on the bidet train still is Justin. Jordan Peterson left a message on the last episode that we recorded at least, we've talked about it on the Sonic 06 playthrough. I don't even know yet, but we do talk about it. Spoiler alert. Hoping to one day to show up to Justin's place and he has a beautiful bidet installed. It doesn't have to have a seat warmer, but something. Where I go over, and you know how chili fucks you up. Because Justin, I will say, Justin, fantastic editor, great lover, but an even better chili cook. His chili, I would say, like, in terms of all food ever created, like, starting from, like, caveman, it's probably in the top five, just because it's so simple and chunky and meat-filled.
Some good slop. I've only had it once. But it was delicious.
It's great. He doesn't trust people with the specific ingredients too well. He keeps that close to the chest. So even letting you taste it to him is a big step in the right direction.
Which he's never let me taste it again.
Yeah, so I think for you, that's big. That's big. That's a step in the door at least.
Yeah.
So Justin's chili in general, I think that's what he would need to focus on, honestly. First, he's getting a lot of publicity with the Chris Hemsworth stuff.
Right.
And the Key to the City. All of the stuff is, sure, creating a bit of an ego. I just hope that doesn't affect the love that he puts into his chili.
Like he might just start phoning it in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm Justin. It's my chili.
I mean, he might phone it in with the editing. That's what I'm worried about. Maybe what we need to do is next time we have the chili, just don't compliment it. Just have a couple bites and go,
Okay.
Be like, this is, and you know.
It's a good batch.
Of course he'll go, how is it? You know, he needs the validation.
It's a fine batch. Like, fine. Yeah. Fine is the key word we need to use, I believe.
It's good.
But in general, I talked about the bowls of chili because, long story short, chili sometimes can make a little bit of a mess in your undergarments if you're not too careful. And if Justin was the chili house, how great would it be if he had something to kind of help out with the problem that chili causes,
dude,
which is muddy butt.
You can't be making chili every week and then not have a bidet.
Right.
It's like having a carriage without a horse, you know?
Okay, so someone of like mine also agrees.
Oh, I think it's just common sense.
I don't know what it is. I want him to be excited about a bidet. Because when I got a bidet, and I tried it out for the first time. I was like, I got really excited.
It's an exciting thing.
I was like, I have a clean, like, I know my asshole's clean. It's this triumphant moment in anyone's life who owns a bidet that they finally have a clean ass. Because you think your ass is clean until you use a bidet.
Everyone at the office has a clean asshole. Except, I mean, Justin, when he walks by, I can smell it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like it radiates this stench.
You can smell his lunch and probably dinner from the day before as well.
Yeah, and I don't know why he's so against it. You know, he has the money to get one. He has the resources to set it up himself. It's not even a matter of money. For me, it's more of, it's like, he should want a clean asshole.
Yeah.
Does he enjoy having a dirty asshole?
And you don't have to use as much, you don't have to go, like, I remember before a bidet, how much toilet paper I'd go through. Sometimes you have a messy bottom.
Oh, for me, it's now after the bidet, maybe 2-3 wipes max. And that's mainly just to get the water off.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you still need 3 wipes after using the bidet.
It's really just
a better bidet.
It's just to get all the water off.
You have to damp the water off of your bum.
Yeah, and there's a lot of water up there afterwards.
And there's some wet yellow or brown still there that you need to wipe
just
off
a little bit. Though.
But then when you go for that second wipe and
second
it's all
wipe,
clean, just a little bit of dabs of water, you go, perfect.
See, what I do is the first wipe after the bidet is mainly to get the water off.
Mm-hmm.
Second wipe is just to really eliminate any remaining yellow or brown. And
yeah.
Then the third wipe is just for safety. It's just because if there was any yellow or brown, that's an indicator that you need to do at least one more wipe just to make sure.
Yes.
And then that last third wipe, usually it's perfectly white. So,
And I talked about this before. I know it's a bit of an advanced move here. Jim does it, and
Luke,
I think,
does too.
Luke started to do it. This isn't on my, like, Jim and I separately came to this conclusion that this is a great idea.
Oh, did you? I thought you told him.
Mm-mm. This is just like, I remember I told Jim one day, and he was like, yeah, I do the same thing. There's a lot of camaraderie and hugs in that moment.
I remember.
But just, hold on 1 second. Sorry, I'm a little uncomfortable in my chair.
It's all right, man. Your back is all goofed.
Do you mind if I change position?
Hey, man, do what you got to do.
Is this good?
I can see more of your leg. I like it.
Maybe I can get like a little bit of a stretch in too to help out.
Oh, yeah.
So like while I'm talking about this. But sorry to trail off.
It's all good, brother.
So long story short, I think the thing that we just... Sorry. I was gonna tell about the advanced little move. I didn't even discuss what it was or go into detail. It's when you store a lot of the water that you retrieve from the bidet into your asshole, hold it in there to kind of douche it out. Then you blow all this water out along with maybe any little bits that are still stuck inside of you.
So the thing is, our assholes aren't just clean. The inside of our ass is clean.
Yes.
You know?
You can stick a tongue in there.
Yeah, and it would be very clean.
Yeah,
you know,
you can trust my asshole, and I can trust yours.
Exactly. Where Justin, you know, if you like licked his asshole, it's dirty. But if you were to stick a tongue in, even worse.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna be like a fondue fountain, dipping a banana under a fondue fountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really, all the rest of us here have magnificent assholes. There's one thing that, and I want him to get on this too, Ryan, because you know, the Burbank asshole inspector comes by.
Yeah.
You know, we would get a low rating because.
Specifically only because of Justin.
Justin would bring the rest down. Otherwise, we'd have a 100% perfect score here of clean assholes. When he lines us up against the wall, spreads our cheeks, and takes a peek, and
he's
a sniff
take a whiff
and a lick,
first.
And a lick.
Yeah.
You know, he does all three. He takes a look, goes, and gives it a little lick. We're going to be brought down. You know, it's kind of like, imagine a restaurant, right? Where in the kitchen, all the employees are following very, you know, they wash their hands. They follow very strict health codes. Preparing the food. But if there's one employee that doesn't wash his hands and helps prepare the food, you know, that what does that do? It sinks the whole ship.
One loose board can make the whole river flood, you know, from the dam that the beavers build.
Exactly. So in terms of the method you use where you fill your asshole with water, I've been trying. I don't know how to do it.
I don't. As I said, it's an advanced technique. You need to kind of...
I might not be there yet. I try to relax my asshole.
It requires a certain base of intelligence, which you don't have.
Right.
So I think that's kind of getting in the way. It requires a little more effort on your part.
I really try. I sit there and I strain my brain and I try to relax, but like the water just hits the rim, sprays back down. I mean, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
I would say doing some Sudoku puzzles and some heavy reading... could help boost your intelligence. So those neurons, when you are doing that action of trying to douche with the water, those neurons might connect. If you try to, as I said, reading is a big one. Sudoku puzzle, any sort of puzzles, a jigsaw puzzle even might help stimulate the brain.
Oh.
Anything that can help stimulate the brain. And as I said, get those neurons to connect where you finally have that aha moment that a lot of people have in Dark Souls games, for example, when they finally beat a boss. This is your Dark Souls boss.
I don't know, man.
Douching with a bidet.
The neurons, I don't know if there's much hope there.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I think my pie is pretty cooked up here already. You know?
I mean, the crack doesn't help either of us.
No, and I consume more of it than you do.
But it's because I game more regularly that I have such a higher threshold of intelligence than you. I wouldn't take that. Like, if you did, like, game a little more, which I will say, another thing that is helping you is your new attachment to RuneScape Online, old school RuneScape Online,
yeah,
which you have been playing consistently on your phone and computer.
I've been putting between 3 to 6 hours a day into old school RuneScape lately, every day.
And so a large part of that, I guess you can go in, how much of your enjoyment of old school RuneScape is nostalgic and then good game design mechanics and all of that? Like, it's a good game. Of course, RuneScape is a great game.
I mean,
but how much of that nostalgic factor do you think weighs into your enjoyment?
For me now, very little, because
you're in it again.
Well, I've played it many times in the past, mm-hmm, right? I played it in 2006 when I first started old school RuneScape, and I played it for several years. And then I've, you know, here and there I've made new accounts and picked it up. But this is the first account where I've actually, like, dove into the game and started doing quests in different type. Like, I've actually learned about the game this time.
You have, like, a members service thing?
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That wasn't ever, like, was that ever given
it was,
to?
It was always a thing.
Okay.
Where basically, like,
because I was never a member. I just wanted it. I just had my little account.
Yeah, so there's free to play, which is just like a chunk of the world. But the world's pretty big. You unlock the rest of that. You also unlock a lot of new quests. You unlock a lot of new skills. Mm-hmm. A lot of the ability to, like, create different things and wield different weapons. Just doing a lot of game expanding stuff. And it's like a monthly membership. It's pretty cheap.
Would you say you're gearing to be more, are you like a class specific, or are you kind of an all around, all edge?
I've been leveling my magic lately. I'm at level 49 right now.
Okay. Do you have a little wizard's hat?
Not at the moment, no. But, you know, I've completed all free to play quests except for two.
Oh.
And, you know, what's really made this playthrough different is when I used to play RuneScape, I would just level up by just clicking, chopping trees, making fires,
fishing,
attacking things.
Yeah.
See, now I'm learning there's different, you know, perks, there's different quests that give you that stuff, there's different places to travel that give you more. So I've really been diving beneath the surface that I never knew was there. So I'm really actually, like, going pretty deep this time. I just got my prayer up to almost level 60.
I know a large part of why people liked RuneScape and why I liked RuneScape and what was so kind of intoxicating about it was the online component, was seeing that all of these pieces moving on the board are real players themselves, you know, negating the NPCs. Is there still, like, a lot of, I know there's a lot of people who still play RuneScape, but does it feel as filled and as, I guess, social as it did back in the day? Like when you played in 2006 or, like,
yeah,
I don't know the exact year when I played. It was probably around the same time. Just when I called it RuneScape, before I knew better.
It does. It actually has the fun, because, you know, there's, like, regular RuneScape still.
Mm-hmm. It seemed barren when you were playing it at the beginning.
It's because I was playing on members-only worlds.
Okay.
And those, depending on which world, don't have a lot of people. If you go to, like, a free-to-play world or one of the main members' worlds, there's a ton of people.
Okay.
But I like playing in the more quiet ones. I would like to give, actually, to finish that, old school RuneScape has a bigger player base than regular RuneScape still. They have, like, over 1 million monthly players, so.
Yeah.
Quite a big player base. There's a lot of people on there. And shout out to Brandon. I put on Twitter, his name was just Brandon.
Okay.
I put on Twitter, I said, I am in world 306, try to find me. But I haven't made my username public.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Matt Watson or anything like that. And this guy comes up to me, just guessed it, and was like, I know it's you. And then
your username I'm not going to give it away. But if you're looking for Matt in a specified world and then you do see that username and you're already aware, it's kind of like, that's got to be him. There's no way that's not him.
Three people found it. One guy gave me a smelly sock.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. But Brandon.
Well, okay. Before you get onto that, I just want to know, how did you get past the censorships to be able to have that name? Because usually, like, people switch, like, the I for a one sometimes.
No. I know someone at Jagex.
Okay.
We were mutuals on Twitter, and he pulled a couple strings for me. That name is normally not allowed on any online service.
Yeah. I mean.
And granted, no one had taken it yet. Because you know,
no one can have
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So I guess lucky for you. But anyway, sorry, you were Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon just gave me 10 million gold. Just
really?
Out of the kindness of his heart. So I'd like to give a shout out to Brandon. Thank you.
I think my biggest accomplishment in RuneScape was getting like gold trimmed armor at some point.
I got gold trimmed.
And that was like
armor.
My big, like, it looks cool. And I was just excited about that.
I got full rune gold trimmed right now. But I can't wear the plate body yet because I've not completed the Dragon Slayer quest.
Okay.
But what I do is I work my way up so I got full gold trim mithril, full mm-hmm. gold trim adamant, and then whenever I level up and I don't need it anymore, I give Luke my hand-me-downs because Luke has been playing a lot. I played like 6 hours
yesterday.
He's
playing catch me up. But he's pretty quick with it.
My combat level is about 51 right now. He's at about 30. So what I'm doing is, you know, I'll give him my gold trimmed hand-me-downs.
Yeah.
I also gave him a couple mil from Brandon's generous donation.
I'm sure he really appreciates it, Luke.
He doesn't show that he appreciates it.
He just kind of takes it.
And you know, it's like everyone expresses gratitude differently, right? Mm-hmm. You know, love languages, you know, for some it's gift giving.
Yeah.
And gift receiving. And I don't think that's his main one. His is more touch.
Okay.
You know, yeah, as you've seen around the office.
Which, speaking of, it's touch time. Luke needs his touchies.
You're right.
So we will be right back after this ad break. We have to go touch Luke. He's our editor, for those wondering.
He's not editing this episode. It's not a different Luke.
It's the same Luke. It's the same Luke that's been editing our podcast content for a while now. He works here at Super Mega. I want to make sure people are aware that this isn't some stranger that we're fondling or molesting. This is an employee who asks for it. In more ways than one. But we will be right back, so thank you. Hold tight.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome back, everyone. Touch time is done. Luke got his...
What? I'm dehydrated from that touch time sesh.
Yes, yes.
That was a lot of man handling and
Luke
man
got
work.
Luke got a handful, I would say. And we also got our hands filled.
I'm going to be a little sore from that one.
So, we were talking about RuneScape.
I was hoping you'd come back to it.
Right.
I've been having so much fun on old school RuneScape. Like, it really has been one of those like little hobbies that I've gotten back into that I'm like, it's just been such a blessing because did you just pass gas?
No.
Okay. Well, when I go home from work, usually I get home from work and I'm probably awake for 8-9 more hours before I go to bed. And dude, I spend those hours just so bored. But, like, I don't want to do anything. That's the thing. I'm, like, tired, and I'm just, like, there's stuff I should be doing. I should mm-hmm. be cleaning my house. I should be, you know, feeding my pets.
It's a hobby that you have. It's hobby time.
It is.
This little nook of time that you're describing doesn't need to be filled with being productive or feeling like you're enhancing society.
Well, I feel like I have to.
You can be enhancing Matthew.
you know, it's like I have this thing where it's like I feel like if I'm not doing something productive, I'm wasting my time, which is
something productive. It's going towards the betterment of your mental health.
It is. And I'm building an account. And, you know, last night I was thinking to myself, I'm like, well, I mean, what's the end goal? I hit a bunch of high levels and then what?
Yeah.
But then I started thinking to myself, I said, well, that's thinking about the end of the journey.
It's the journey.
It's the journey itself, you know? And it's fun comparing stats with Luke.
Of course.
I am smoking him right now.
Yeah.
If you put a little more, you know, hours into it.
Well, if he didn't come to board game nights, you know, I'm sure he'd have a lot more time. But
which, can you stop inviting him so much?
Didn't play any board games. You didn't
play RuneScape. And yeah, see, that's where me and Luke
You differ. Played RuneScape the whole time.
I sat on the couch while you guys played board games. I played RuneScape on my phone.
Yep. Which is, you know, great, but...
Well, I didn't really want to play board games because that night was originally planned for the three of you. And I felt like I was intruding. I was there, but I didn't want to intrude. So okay. I thought I would, you know, my presence is still there. But, you know, I'd let you guys do the thing you set out to do. I didn't want to, you know.
I will say the way you're describing RuneScape is exactly what, like, board games and shit is what I've, like, it's that new kind of little addiction, that new little thing. That's why I've specifically gone out of my way. There'll be like an hour left, or like let's say it's like 10:30. I'm like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I can easily like pull out Spirit Island and have like a solo run of that for like an hour and a half or so.
Listen, I'll share. You know, as long as I'm playing, maybe I'll give weekly updates on some stats. But I'll let you know where I'm standing right now. All right,
okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Everyone's wondering. Everyone's curious.
The press has been asking. My phone's been ringing off the hook. They're saying, Matt, what are your OSRS skills in stats?
And before they preface this by going, Matt, I know that you don't want to release this info, and this isn't your like way to like humble brag or just to talk about RuneScape without any of us actually caring or showing interest in it. But I mean, it is your podcast, and we'd be more than happy for you to
thank you
to share with us your stats, even though the average viewer probably doesn't care. That's what the advertisers say. That's not
what you say.
That's not what I'm saying.
Right. Well, I've only had this account for a little 3 weeks or so.
Mm-hmm. You had it back in Hawaii.
I made it in when we were in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So that was the second week of February.
Yes.
So, and now it's the end of February. I'm combat level 51. Now these are very modest stats. There's nothing super impressive, but I'm, you know, attack 40,
nice,
strength 36, and defense 41.
Ooh.
Magic 49, agility 23. Okay,
here's your fishing though.
Fishing's 33. I need to work on it.
Okay.
Fire making 34 and wood cutting 30, but prayer is 54. Okay, that's very useful. And herb lore 7, thieving 5, crafting 14, you know, and Slayer 27. So I got a bit of smithing's 37, mining's 20, only 20. So, you know, you guys could see where I've got to improve. But you know,
or people just heard numbers and go, I don't play that game, but most people should be playing RuneScape.
They should. And for the turkeys out there that did understand that, you know, I'm still working, but one of these days, there's a lot of super mega fans that are very high-level, old-school RuneScape players.
Well, there was, when we were doing ours, we got helped out a bit, like, big time. And it sounds like you're doing the same thing. Using fans for RuneScape Gold.
He said, trade me real quick. I didn't even seek him out. He found me, and then he gave me, and I told him, I said, Brandon, I feel bad taking this. I don't want to take this. And he said, it's no problem.
You felt bad taking it?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad because that's a lot of money. I took it.
How much was it?
10 million gold.
It begrudges me to take this 10 million gold. The weight I have to bear on my shoulders by accepting 10 million gold from you.
He was a pretty maxed out player, so he has...
I'm sure he continues. Like, are there, for example, a lot of games... After you do the main quests and stuff, there's like this online feature where they'll have like random daily or weekly quests.
There's a lot of daily tasks and stuff. A lot of people that max out continue playing every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of them. And, you know, it would just be a shame if more players did that same thing that Brandon did.
Yeah.
It would just really weigh on my conscience a lot.
Yeah. If more people, like if you tweeted out the exact world where you were. Not where you were specifically. Maybe you did.
No, I just said I'm in this world.
Yeah, I'm in this world. I'm, you know, try to find me. It would probably take, the first time was great, but it would probably take away from your gaming experience if someone were to come again and give you another 10 million or 20 million.
It would be unfortunate.
Yeah.
It would cut into the enjoyment of the game for me.
Exactly.
You know, because then instead of having to work for my money, it's just handed to me.
Yeah, and then
who
like,
wants to live like that?
But you're not going to say no because you don't want to seem rude.
I don't
want to
seem rude.
You have to take it with the knowledge that I have to take this burden of more gold to spend.
I mean, the burden also falls on Luke because I share some of that money with him because he's my friend. So
how much gold is too much gold to spend? Like, were you given like 10 million gold? Is that just like, well, you don't need to like work for gold anymore type of gold? Or is it like buy yourself a few big things?
No, I still have over a million gold.
Well, but he gave you 10. He gave some to Luke. So I mean, it seems like you're running through the gold.
Well, see, I have been using it on expensive items to help me level faster.
See? Okay.
And nice armor and stuff.
Okay.
It's been very helpful. Been buying a lot of runes, you know?
So you might... You're running... You're almost...
I'm going to be out within a few days.
So it would... Again, it would be very unfortunate if Matt tweeted out his location. If someone were to show up, even if it was the same person, could you imagine... shows up and finds you and gives you another 10 million so you can continue on your merry way.
Yeah, I mean, retro Brandon, unfortunately, you know, he has too much love in his heart. You know, he was cursed with too much love to give.
And what are you going to do? Not accept that love?
Because that might crush his soul. You know, that might crush his spirits. And you know,
exactly.
Clearly, you know, this meant a lot to him. So I'll pity him and take his gold. But yeah. Well, that's my RuneScape talk for this episode.
Well, glad you're having fun.
Get excited for plenty more of it, guys.
All right.
There's going to be a lot more RuneScape talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got any questions you want to ask people who might be knowledgeable?
No, I just use the wiki.
Okay.
The wiki's pretty fantastic. You know, what about you? Do you have any questions?
For RuneScape?
No, just in general, for the audience.
For the audience?
Yeah. I'm sure in the comments they'd love to answer these questions.
What was your rating on a scale of, 1 to 3 of, your February audience? On a scale of 1 to 3. One being bad, 2 being okay, and 3 being great.
For me? I'd give it a 2.
Yeah, 2. Yeah, same here. It was okay. You know, it was an okay February.
Wasn't a bad month. Wasn't a great month.
No.
You know, I've had better months, but... But you know, I'm happy with how February turned out.
Cheers to March.
Yeah, let's see what March has.
I'm gonna be celebrating my grandmother's 90th birthday very soon.
Oma?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oma's turning the big 90.
Damn, that's a pretty big. People in your family live a long time.
That might be good for me. Well, not on my dad's side. On my mom's side, more so. I guess more of the genes from my mom's side, so I guess I should be looking at that, right?
You do. You really look like your mom.
So
you got your mom's genes.
And her beard.
You've got your mother's eyes.
Your mother's eyes, I know. Harry Potter.
Yep, Harry Potter. Snape be like, look at me. You've got your mother's eyes.
And even Professor, I forget his name, but the one that turns himself into like an armchair to hide from Dumbledore in the beginning of the
forgot his name. I know you're talking about
movie.
The kind of like
he collects students. He likes getting like a lot of high like prowess students. And
he has his little dinner parties.
Yes, yeah. Him. That turn no. What the fuck is his name? Who cares?
I don't. I really.
You
like,
look very much like your father. Yes, except for the eyes. Of course, you have your... And then Harry interrupts him and says, my mother's eyes.
Yes, yes. I like, he has dinner parties with students. Very inappropriate, by the way. And,
he was giving them some alcohol one time.
He was. Which I was like, oh, they're old enough to drink. But then later in the movie...
In the movie, they're like 16
they can't,
or 15.
Then I realized they're not old enough to drink yet.
No, they're
like, what?
There's, I guess,
you have to be 18 to drink.
Yeah, in England.
But they're not 18.
No. And they're also not in England. They're in Hogwarts.
Which is, well, you know what, actually? I drinking laws might be very different in the wizarding world.
Yeah.
You know?
So, actually, okay, so like canonically, is the wizarding world just like Hogwarts, is this just in some mountains, or is it in some kind of like
realm?
Other realm.
I think it's in another realm.
Because they do have to go through the portal in like, they have to go either through the wall of that bar to get into Diagon Alley from the like Muggle place, I guess, or they have to go in that 9 3/4 brick wall bullshit.
I think it is in another realm.
Okay.
Because it seems like everywhere they go, they have to, they can't just walk to Hogwarts. You know, they have to.
They take a train, a special train.
No, but wait.
That's at a platform that they have to go through a portal to get to.
In the second or third
movie. They fly the car.
They fly the car and they meet up with the train. They fly the car from
the Muggle. Yeah. From the whatever the fuck that station's called.
So it has to be in this realm.
Hmm.
You know? Otherwise, how would they get there? Unless the car is a vessel of transportation to the next realm.
I guess then they could be like, the government doesn't know about it because they just think it's nature.
The government does know about it, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's right, because the
they mentioned the Muggle Prime
talk
Minister.
About it. Yeah,
yeah.
So I talked to the Muggle Prime Minister about it.
Yeah,
but people in general don't know about the Wizarding World. Just like, I guess, high level government.
I mean, each person. It's crazy because like what
I also don't think the bitch who wrote these books. Thought that people would think into it so much.
The bitch?
The slimy Neanderthalic cunt. I don't know. I'm just mudslinging, okay?
You're slinging mud
I'm
right now.
I'm slinging a little mud, you know?
You're casting dark magic.
I'm being a dirty little man because she disagrees with me. So I then have
Not
to...
Me.
I have to internalize it and then call her mean things. And... You know, at the end of the day, does it really matter, though? Still billions and billions of dollars. And that's just talking about me. I'm sure JK has trillions.
Did you see what Warner Brothers said?
Mm-mm.
They announced they're in production of the 9th Harry Potter movie.
No, they didn't.
Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Wait, really? That was the play, wasn't it?
Yeah, they're turning it into a movie now.
Is Daniel Radcliffe coming? Like, are all of them coming back?
Because
it has to deal. Because in the Cursed Child play, Hermione's black. Are they just going to recast all the main characters? Are they going to ask them to come back? What?
Listen to this.
Okay.
I just searched it. I saw this recently. Let me go on the news tab on Google.
Okay.
Harry Potter's Luna Lovegood actor doubles down on J.K. Rowling defense.
Wait, what? The Luna Lovegood actor? Like... defends J.K. Rowling shit?
I mean, that could just be it's Screen Rant. That could be clickbait. She could be
clickbait,
defending
yeah.
against J.K. Rowling. That
yeah.
could be like
yeah, who knows?
Her defense, you know. Listen to this. Huge news for Harry Potter fans as major new project gets underway. I can exclusively reveal bosses at Warner Brothers Studio. Film insiders told me how senior executives have started developing Harry Potter and the Cursed Child at Warner
Developing.
Brothers.
So, and this is through not an official announcement.
No, they haven't done an official Warner Brothers announcement. Yeah. So let me retract that and say it's not officially announced.
Gotta wait for Warner Brothers Con, which is for those who don't know the Warner Brothers convention that they hold.
Brothers Con, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the Funny Brothers Con.
No, that
which
is
this summer.
Also a much better event.
But we're not in a place to announce that just yet.
No.
But we will soon. This is not an official announcement of Funny Brothers Con. Yeah, I just finished watching all the Harry Potter movies, though. Because I'd seen them my whole life, but I'd never seen them, like, one after the other.
Yeah.
Because I always saw them so spaced out, but the universe was always just kind of, like, very... strung together because I just would have to remember from the one I saw last year what mm-hmm. happened. So it's my first time watching them all the way through. And they're fun movies.
Yeah.
I very much disagree with J.K. Rowling's sentiments.
Of course.
But the movies are very fun. Very nostalgic for me.
But in general, like in the people behind more so the movie, J.K. Rowling had a lot to do in terms of like the writing and like signing off on stuff to do with the movies. But in terms of the vision and the tone that was set, I feel like that more and strongly... goes towards like the set designers.
Oh yeah,
specifically and
the actors,
and Christopher Columbus and the actors. Christopher Columbus. While he has done some abhorrent things in his past, I'm glad he took the several, the couple hundred years to think about what he did, or the few hundred years, And I don't know. He came out with Home Alone and then decided to turn Harry Potter into a film. And now he's a great director. Nobody really remembers him for all the other stuff like he did in his past.
It's a fantastic comeback.
Yeah.
It's a great comeback story. The Chris Columbus director is the same guy.
Yeah.
He just lived through, you know. But, you know, people change, right? You know, he had several hundred years to think about what he had done.
Yes.
So, you know, honestly, in my mind, his sins are washed clean with the Harry Potter movies.
You know, those movies do, I would say, for the most part, hold up other than, like, the cheesy green screen Voldemort in the fifth movie, the one before the Half-Blood Prince. The
Order of the Phoenix.
Order of the Phoenix. like, at the end, when they're in the ministry, and it's like, Harry, you gotta fight him! And then, like, Voldemort will flash on screen, it'll be like, and it'll be like a shitty fucking green screen. Like, that was a bit, like, how did that get past editing, even in that time for such a big franchise?
My favorite is in Goblet of Fire when Harry is in, like, gets teleported to the place where he confronts Voldemort, and they have to, like, to escape, they have to, like, grab the chalice, and they escape, and Voldemort, like, turns around and, like, drops to his knees, and he's just like, no! And it's the cheesiest shit. It's so funny.
I never, maybe it's because I was older and, of course, less scared of Voldemort. Because as a kid, I was scared of Voldemort. But then growing up, I saw the last movie when I was a senior in high school. And so maybe it's just that when it came to me being in high school and seeing, like, the last three movies, Voldemort didn't hit as hard. And then the fourth one, I even remember when I was still younger than that, it not hitting as hard. And I can't tell if that's, like, I love Ralph Fiennes, but I just wonder if his performance, I don't know, it's just weird because every character in those movies feels like them. McGonagall, Snape, like, they all have a lot of characterization to go along with them physically, as well as like their speech and stuff like that. Voldemort just seemed like boring, cringy, try-hard villain. Like, I'm going to kill you. I can touch you now.
It does feel very, like, basically written villain.
Yes.
You know?
And he doesn't have, like, any depth. No, he doesn't have any depth at all. He's just evil, right?
I just see him differently after after watching Schindler's List.
Yeah.
I see Voldemort a little differently.
Of course.
He plays a... Same actor, Ralph Fiennes, plays a Nazi in that movie. Very evil Nazi.
Yes. Well, speaking of movies that do, for the most part, hold up, like the Harry Potter, I saw a movie last night with Justin that does not hold up, that I saw in theaters with my dad way back.
It's going to be a good one then.
Open Season.
Oh, I loved that movie, dude.
I did not enjoy it my second time. The second time through, you can almost hear Martin Lawrence is just begrudging, just, yeah, what's going... Like, he doesn't know how to voice act. Every now and then, he'll give, like, a little bit of a gruffness to Boog, the bear. And Ashton Kutcher is... His character's annoying, but I also feel like his voice acting was definitely over the top and obnoxious. But maybe that's also the character was obnoxious. Yeah.
It was fantastic. I loved it.
I screamed and laughed as a kid. I was like, they showed... An animal poop on screen?
Oh, I watched...
Where do you go to the bathroom? I don't know. I never really think about it. All those poops.
I screamed with laughter as well.
Yeah.
I had it on DVD, and my mom and I watched it, and I remember there was one scene that was so funny that I still remember...
Did you rewind it?
She was in the chair. I was on the couch in the living room, and we were crying with laughter, and we rewound it, and we probably watched it three or four times, the scene.
Okay.
I don't remember what the scene was. I just remember it was funny.
If you were there, you could have maybe... reminded us a little bit.
I probably would still laugh. It made me laugh that hard.
But, also, I wanted to remind the audience about some ad reads that they're going to have to listen to in 3, 2, 1.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, everyone.
That's right. We're back.
Yep. And we have a lot to talk about this episode, or this last bit of the episode.
We're in the home stretch here. Unless you're sticking around on the Patreon for the after hours, then you're going to get some goofs and gaffs that you can't see anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I saw a good movie I really enjoyed. Hey, don't stop kissing the mic. Stop. I can never, ever use that microphone.
Why not?
It's gone through a lot.
Yeah, it has.
You shat
this
your
is
pants.
My baby.
You shat your pants directly into that microphone.
You know, it's an historic idol. It's a historic, what's a fuck? Amulet? I don't know. What is like a thing that's sacred?
A relic?
A relic. Yeah. It's a sacred relic.
It is. It's your sacred relic. I don't want my
our sacred relic, man.
Specifically yours. It is. Yeah, ours.
I mean, yes, it is mine. I, if anyone used this mic but me, I would be very furious.
I did use it recently when I sat in your seat, but I will say, I don't know. You've had a lot of lips and tongue on that mic. Your anus has been in close
proximity.
It's
my little guy.
You've tooted into it many times.
He's been with me for the longest of times.
I'd be curious to put it under a microscope and see if there's anything interesting there.
I mean, with a microscope, you'll probably just find germs.
Because I mean, if
I also
we're
don't
speaking
think
into
you,
it.
I also don't think this isn't a knock to you. I also don't think you have the knowledge to tell what would be bad or not through a microscope.
Well, that's what you think, Ryan. I did microbiology. It was my major at USC.
Oh, when did you graduate?
2018.
Mm.
The whole thing about me dropping out, that was a lie. I just thought you'd call me a nerd if I told you I had a degree
that's
in microbiology.
Right. Got it.
If you study microbiology, you're a fucking nerd. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it. Put that in your slide and look at it.
Bitches.
Yeah, see that right there?
I'm supporting
hey,
Matt here.
Put this under a microscope. What do you see?
Probably a lot of nothing. Whatever's on the screen, I guess.
Yeah.
Or it would...
You like that?
Yeah.
I did see a movie I liked, though. I saw The Triangle of Sadness.
Nice.
I enjoyed it. I had a very good soundtrack.
Okay.
There is just a 20-minute scene that's nothing but vomiting and diarrhea.
Mm.
Very grotesque vomiting.
Nice.
Like, straight, like, in front of the camera vomiting.
What is the synopsis of the movie? A summary of...
There's a male
events,
model.
But, okay.
There's a male model.
It's about a male model.
And his model girlfriend. They're influencers. They go on a really luxurious, rich person cruise on a yacht with other billionaires.
Oh, is this the one with Woody Harrelson?
Yeah.
I heard a lot of great things about it. I heard it's super fun.
It is very fun. And then they're on a yacht with the ultra rich.
They go on an island, and then it's a movie about class.
It is, because then the survivors on the island all of a sudden class
have
doesn't
the power.
Matter, right?
The people with more knowledge about like engineering or just anything to do with just kind of like hard manual labor, they of course are more helpful on the island than the rich people who sit back and usually let those people do it themselves.
It is one of those movies though where the ending is one of the endings that you have to decide what happens.
Mm-hmm. I heard people didn't like that about it.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of
endings where you decide.
I like a movie that has its own interpretation built in, where it's more like we can interpret anything from it, but the movie has like a solid of,
yeah,
like in universe of what happened. But I guess then you can say the same thing, I guess, with, wait, Quentin Tarantino knows what's in the suitcase, right?
Yeah. So this was fully like, you decide what happens at the end.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it though. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was a dark comedy, so it's got some funny moments.
How was Woody in it?
He was great.
Was he smoking weed? Did you see his SNL monologue?
He was an alcoholic in the movie.
Oh. Well, did you see his SNL monologue?
I didn't see his SNL monologue.
What?
How'd it go?
Hold up. Let me see if I can pull up a little bit for you.
Is
get your reaction.
Exhilarating?
Yeah. It's a good monologue. I mean, I just brought it up because he's in the movie.
Your vape is starting to get that flavor.
I know.
That not so good flavor.
Okay.
So the movie goes like this. The biggest drug cartels in the world get together and buy up all the media and all the politicians and force all the people in the world to stay locked in their homes. And people can only come out if they take the cartel's drugs and keep taking them over and over. I threw the script away. I mean, who is going to believe that crazy idea? Okay, so the movie...
So he's making an anti-vax statement?
I don't know. It sounds like he's conflating the National Health Organization with drug cartels who dismember and slit the throats of sons in front of their fathers, which a lot of drug companies. I mean, I'm not going to defend fucking drug companies.
No, I mean, pharmaceutical shitty companies, but are no angels. They're,
it is
horrible.
A funny narrative, I guess, to kind of... It's more of... it gets into conspiracy theory territory, where I am not of the mind where I think the government or all these organizations are doing things for our benefit or doing things to necessarily help us, and that's why they're run. A lot of them are run to make money, of course. Most of them are, if not all. It's more so of... The classic, they're putting something in our water. They're turning the frogs gay.
Right.
In Ohio, there's proof and evidence of a big explosion and a lot of people going to those water sources and stuff. But in this case, it seems like it's the people who hear that and go, oh yeah, that's right, are the people who also believe that. Like in our truck sim video that we just ran across randomly, it's the same people who believe that they're putting AIDS in the vaccine. Like, it's not just like this logical, maybe drug corporations don't have it out for you. It's maybe they don't have it out for you and they're giving you AIDS. It's
they
like
are giving
there's
you
an
AIDS.
Extra sting to it that is like, okay, step back a little bit. Yes, they're greedy. Yes, they're bullshit and like it sucks, but I don't think they're putting AIDS.
I don't think they're giving the world
the
population AIDS.
But you know, In 20 years, we might have to put out an apology because 99.9% of the world's population has AIDS, all thanks to the COVID vaccination. And then everyone dies and no one can buy any products from these people unless they have the cure. Wait a second. I just figured out what he's on about.
There you go. If you give everyone a disease.
Yeah.
You know?
So we'll all need the cure for AIDS soon, apparently. I don't know.
I discovered it several years ago, but... I'm waiting for the right buyer because that's not information I'm going to give away for free. Yes, it would help humanity, but come on, you know.
I mean, what do you think about Woody Harrelson? What he has to say? A lot of truth, I guess. I guess you would agree with his statements.
I like him as an actor, you know. I think he's very good in True Detective and
great in Catching Fire. His best role.
Fantastic.
I still don't understand why they thought it would be a great idea to give him that like hair piece.
Who is he in Catching Fire again?
He's in all the Hunger Games movies. He's the fucking, I forgot, he has a weird name. So he's the fucking dude that won previously. In the
district. That's right. Yeah.
So, but they gave him like this fucking weird hair piece. It's kind of like whenever they give actors like hair pieces that just don't really work for them. Like when they gave Nick Cage one, or maybe that was just awful hair. I remember Nick Cage had... this weird ass fucking haircut at some point in like the mid to late 2000s that just looked odd. It like made his forehead look big. It like came up a little too. It's like he was pushing all the hair that he had and going, see, I have hair, but it was only standing tall, and he like wasn't, you know, kind of like what you're going through a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Luke, was that Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie?
See, this is MeUndies. Did they sponsor this episode?
I don't know. I haven't checked the ads yet.
Well, if they didn't, blur that out, Luke.
But they are still fantastic underwear.
Yes.
But wasn't that Philip Seymour Hoffman's last role? Was one of the Hunger Games movies?
I think so,
and
yeah.
They had to CG him in?
Yep.
Nowadays, they could just use some AI, put it over someone else's face.
Exactly.
Make it look super realistic.
Well, still a lot of studios fail to do that. I think we've talked about it. I don't know if it was in the podcast or a playthrough. We were talking about how Disney, with all their millions of dollars, for some reason, can't get a decent kind of AI face thing. De-aging. Like, it always looks kind of off and weird, and then someone on YouTube will put up, like, I made it better. Like, in a week after it airs.
Some college kid. It's
like
weird
a few
because,
days after it airs.
Like, I won't say spoilers, but in a certain Breaking Bad spinoff, when there's certain flashbacks to certain characters, I'm like, why don't they just, like, they go all
crazy.
Yeah,
he's a 25-year-old.
Yeah, they go crazy with the practical makeup, but it's like, that's fine. Do all the practical makeup and then use AI to enhance it.
You showed me what someone did with Better Call Saul when they did the de-aging technology, and I think it looked pretty fucking good.
I get it would be too much to do it for the entire series.
But it was only in certain scenes.
For certain flashbacks, it
especially definitely, if they were black and white, too. You know, I think it adds to the whole, like, you know how certain effects can help mask an effect? I feel like black and white would help mask the effect of, like, de-aging a little more. Because, like, when you see color and stuff, I guess, when you see things of how they would be presented to you in life, your brain, it's easier for it to pick out what's wrong. But if you put a sheet over it,
right,
your brain's more likely to probably give it the benefit of the doubt.
Aging is weird because I look at videos we did in, like, 2018, and then I look at myself now on videos, and I just, my face is different.
Yeah.
Like,
we're hearing, like, fans, for example, like, when they come up to us whenever we're outside eating, like, outside or inside eating dinner at our one of our favorite restaurants, let's say. They come up to us, they start screaming, I've been watching you since I was in middle school. I've been watching you for 6 years, 7 years. I'm like, damn, that's a chunk, because there's a chunk of my life I remember, like, when, you know, we were out here before Super Mega was even a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just, like, weird to conceptualize that amount of time has passed just by doing Super Mega.
You guys get to watch us age in real time. And you know what's fun?
How have we aged, by the way, since starting the channel? I know, right, I've put on a little bit of weight since Creator Clash. And when
you look great.
Earlier on, I was a little bit thinner. But I wonder how do we look our age?
Since you stopped smoking cigarettes, honestly,
you can,
like,
tell, like, a good difference.
Your face looks younger.
Thanks.
Like,
thank
your face looks a lot younger since you stopped smoking cigarettes.
Thank you.
I feel like cigarettes obviously age you quicker, but, like, since you stopped smoking cigarettes, your face just looks more youthful.
I probably should also start doing, like, a routine of, like, since we live in LA, of sunblock.
I should be doing that.
Like, moisturizer.
I'm going to age a lot worse than you. You got good genes.
We'll see.
I mean,
hopefully we'll both be around to see each other age for a bit.
I hope so. You know?
I got to poop.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is this where we're going to have to wrap it up?
It is. But not for those who are subscribed to our Patreon.
That's right.
The after show, which costs how much?
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
Every episode has an extended after hours bonus segment. So if this wasn't enough for you, if this didn't tickle scratch that itch you got, you can go over to Patreon right now, get a bunch of bonus stuff.
And the moment you buy it, it comes with all the previous stuff that we upload. It's not like you buy it and then it starts unlocking stuff for you. All of our backlog
from years
of having the Patreon is on there. All of our past Q&As, all of the past stuff that we tried, like before the after show, we had the mini cast. So there's,
like,
episodes of
20
that
episodes.
On there. There's a lot of extra stuff on there. Matt posts some playlists sometimes. If you're looking for new music, you might want to hit up a Patreon for that.
Got unreleased songs we've made.
Yeah. There's a lot of fucking
shit. A lot of fun stuff. So, when you do go, you'll get all the past stuff over the last, since what, 2018?
Yeah.
2019. So it's a pretty big backlog. So, and we're continuously, we got some new stuff coming soon to it. We're very excited about, but if you stick around for the after hours, you're going to hear the review of Ryan's shit.
Yeah. which I'm taking right now. Thank you all for watching. I hope you all have a marvelous day, and don't die.
Love you guys. Thanks for the support. Mwah!
Do, do, do. That's a slam dunk when I see Matt and Ryan from Super Mega. Love you guys.
Man, it's always a slam dunk when I see Ryan and Matt. Love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.